And good morning, everybody, and welcome to the 35th annual Lady Tiger Classic from Beardstown. I'm Mark Fixler, and we will be here for the next 4 days to bring you some high school girls basketball here from Beardstown. And our opening game this morning will see the South Fulton Lady Rebels taking on the Illini Central Cougars. And South Fulton enters tonight, this morning's game, standing at 8-5 on the year. The Illini Central Lady Cougars, they have only won one ball game thus far. They are 1-10 on the season here for this game. We'll have three games this morning for you, more than likely, as we'll have this game, and then we'll follow that up with Illini Bluffs against Macomb. That will tip off at approximately 10:30, and then we'll follow that up with if South Fulton wins this game against Illini Central, they will take on Pleasant Plains, the Lady Cardinals, and we'll have that game for you. And then we'll take a long break. That game will wrap up. The second South Fulton game will tip off at about noon here in the middle school gym. We'll take a break. We'll move over to the high school gym. And at 6:30 tonight, we'll have the Farmington Lady Farmers, and they will take on the winner of the Brown County Lady Hornets, Rushville Industry Lady Rockets game. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back here to the middle school at Beardstown High School in 60 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Back in Beardstown as we are just about ready for the tip-off here this morning for Illini Central. Starting will be Grace Ratliff, Alexis Passcatch, and it'll be Maddie Dom, as the opening tip is controlled by the Lady Cougars, who are 1-10. Also Dakota Schmiederer and Samantha Dunchen in the starting lineup here this morning for the IC Lady Cougars. With it out top, that is number 25, Dakota Schmiederer. She dishes it off. That's Alexis Passcatch. She has it on the left side wing, gets it up top in the middle. That's Grace Ratliff. Right side it goes, and a whistle and a travel is called, and a turnover, giving it to the South Fulton Lady Rebels. For the Lady Rebels, Taylor Churchill starting, Mackenzie Coulter, Maddie McCormick, Maggie LaSalis, and Hannah Clemens in the starting lineup here this morning for the Lady Rebels. And a turnover, and the Cougars with possession now, as with it is number 13 pass catch. And that steal, as coming up with a steal, is Mackenzie Coulter. She'll lay it off the glass, cannot get it to go, and the rebound is to Dunchen. Pass catch, gets it into the front court, and a near turnover, and in fact it is a turnover, as Milosalis gets it ahead to Churchill. She'll lay it off the glass, rolls off, will not go, and the rebound is two. Pass catch. No score. We play just over a minute here from Beardstown, the middle school gym, and the reach-in, that's going to go on Clemens. That'll be her first, the team's first. And you wonder what kind of start each team's going to get off to. It is an early morning call, 9 o'clock game. And both of these teams have had to travel just a little bit to get here. Loose on the floor, held ball, and this will go to South Fulton. Mark Fixler with you. Glad to be with you here this morning. It's our annual trip down to Beardstown. And Churchill maybe got by with a little bit of a double dribble from this side. It looked like it, but maybe not. Officials didn't think so. Clemens looks to drive, tries to dish it underneath, and it brings back out. And stepping in is Schmieder. And pass catch has it as she'll move it into the front court. Still no score. We've played about 2 minutes here. Each team, South Fulton's had a couple of chances, haven't been able to cash in. Illini Central hasn't, and that's a turnover as McCormick, she is going to stop, pulls up, lays it up, and in and out will not go. And the rebound is to IC. And that is going to be a turnover. It'll be South Fulton basketball. We've played, we're at the 5:49 mark, so we've played just about 2 minutes and 15 seconds. McCormick has it, gives it to Churchill. And that is a loose ball, and it is South Fulton that comes up with it. McCormick, Phyllis Salas, back to McCormick. Right side now, top of the key. Churchill with it, right side. Churchill, or check that, that is McCormick, good for the three. And South Fulton's on the board first. It's a 3-0 lead. Pass catch, and that is tipped away. McCormick with the steal underneath to Churchill. Off the glass for two. And a 5-0 lead. And South Fulton putting some pressure on. These two teams squared off earlier. South Fulton winning that game. Salas dishes it inside. Clemens will not go. And that's going to be on McCormick. That foul over the back, the first against McCormick, the second team foul against the Lady Rebels. Five, well, apparently the one was two. We credited McCormick with the three, but her foot must have been on the line. We'll get that corrected in my scoring. Salas from the left elbow of the free throw line can't get it to go. Battling for it, that's Clemens. Churchill inside the arc. She fires in and out with Salas with the offensive rebound. She'll kiss it off the glass, will not go, and the rebound is to Schmieder. Four to nothing, and again the full court pressure and the tied held ball tied up. It'll be Illini Central basketball. Our first of three games here, back to back to back. So we'll take a little bit of a break. We'll come back after each game is completed, wrap it up quickly, and come back and have the game, the next game for you. Tom gets it off. That is pass catch to Schmieder. From the left wing, the three-point shot won't go, and the held ball, and this one will go to South Fulton. Churchill gets it into the front court. We're at the four-minute mark, 4-0. That is a three-pointer, and it is short. And Holder with the offensive rebound. She's going to go to the free-throw line to get the two free throws. Foul whistled against Dom, her first, team's first. Coulter getting the two free throws, a chance to add to this lead for South Fulton. First one, it's off the front of the rim and then off. Stays 4-0, and Coulter with another opportunity. Free throws on the way, and that one rims out, and the rebound is to Illini Central. Schmieder picks up her dribble, gets it off, and that is Dungeon. That was Dom, now Schmieder with it. Out top it goes, as that is Entwistle in the ballgame now. Dungeon, and that is deflected out of bounds. It should stay with the Cougars, the Lady Cougars, and it does. 3.5 minutes remaining, 4-0. South Fulton leading this. Entwistle. She looks to drive, cut off. That is McCormick, and that is a loose ball. And it's going to be out of bounds, and it's off of South Fulton. It'll be Illini Central basketball. 3:20 remaining. I'm glad to be with you here on CD Country 107.9. And hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. Meterer and able to maintain possession. Ahead it goes. Pass catch has it stripped by Lascelles. He brings it down, looks to drive, cut off by Schmiederer, and she is called for carrying the ball, double dribble, whichever. So the turnover gives it to Illini Central. Again, full court pressure put on by South Fulton. Schmiederer. And the held ball, and this one goes to Illini Central. Schmiederer takes it, gets it to Dom. And Twistle back to Schmiederer now. In the ball game, that is, well, that was Schmiederer. In the ball game is Kendall Artheloni. Schmiederer to Dungeon, and she slid the pivot foot and is called for the travel. So the turnover gives it back to South Fulton with 2:28 remaining. We're in the first quarter of play, a 4-0 lead for South Fulton here, the first game of this tournament. McCormick, high post to Lascelles. She gets it back. Now up top of the circle. Tried to get it inside, but coming up with that was number 34, Clemens. Churchill inside to Lascelles for two. And it's a 6-0 lead at the 2-minute mark, and that is chased down by Artheloni. And she dribbles in the lane and tries to stop and slides the pivot foot, and it's a turnover. This is a pretty freshman-dominated team for Illini Central. They do have two seniors, and Maddie Dom and Dakota Schmiederer. And about three juniors. The rest are sophomores and freshmen. From the left corner, a two-point goal. Churchill. She has four on the morning. And it's an 8-0 lead as we hit the 1.5-minute mark. And that could have been a double dribble, but no call. Another steal is, that is Madison Coulter in the game, and that is Churchill. She'll drive, kisses it off the glass for two. And with a minute 11 remaining, a 30-second timeout taken by Illini Central. It's South Fulton 10, Illini Central nothing, back in 30 seconds.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned down and the radio turned all the way up.
Side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's raining threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
Back in Beardstown, the 31st to the 5th. Annual Lady Tiger Classic. I'm Mark Bixler, glad to be with you. And, of course, we had an early wake-up call to head down here. Left about 7 o'clock this morning to be here in time for this one. And, of course, Megan back in the studio as well. We'll be here, as we said, for back-to-back-to-back games. And it looks like at this point we will have the second South Fulton game. We kind of expected that, but wasn't 100% positive. You never know. That's why you play the game. And right now, with under a minute, it's a 10-point lead for South Fulton. Schmiederer gets it off. That is Entwistle. That's a common name with Illini Central, and that's going to be a reach-in, and that is called against Sadie Markley, her first, team's third. Just under 38 seconds remaining. With it is Arcoloni. That shot by pass catch, or check that, not pass catch, that was Dom, did not go, and it is going to be a held ball. And this time the possession goes to South Fulton with 24.2 seconds remaining. McCormick brings it to the near side to Markley. Back to McCormick, down to 15 seconds remaining, inside to LaSalle. Puts it up, will not go. Markley with the offensive rebound. McCormick to Churchill. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's in and out. Markley the offensive rebound and put back. And that will end the opening quarter of play. A shutout being pitched by South Fulton after one quarter. It is South Fulton 12, Illini Central nothing. Back with the second quarter in 60 seconds.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Back in Beardstown, 35th Lady Tiger Classic, 12-0. South Fulton leading us over the Illini Central Lady Cougars. With it is Schmieder. That is Arcoloni with it as she brings it out to the top of the key now to the left side. Underneath, the little give and go, the Schmiederer. And Illini Central on the scoreboard here, about 30 seconds into the second quarter. So 12-2. Underneath, as that's Markley for two. She has four on the morning. And it's 14-2. Arcoloni, she gives it off to Entwistle. Entwistle lost it, and it is loose on the floor, held ball. And this should be South Fulton basketball. Getting ready to check in is Mackenzie Coulter. Also, Hannah Clemens checking back in. Not here today for South Fulton, Sierra Derry. And also injured is Allie Kessler. Elizabeth Durbin is not here for Illini Central. And I believe it's Mackenzie Coulter, Clemens, and that ball is a little past Taylor Churchill. And it will be Lady Cougar basketball. 6:43 remaining, 14-2 here in the second quarter of play. Pass catch, gives it up, and I can't see who had that. That was Entwistle. Schmiederer from the top of the key, a two-pointer. What was on the arch from what the official said? I couldn't see. They were right there, Johnny, on the spot. Markley with it on the right side wing. Gives the ball up to Clemens. Drives, and it is picked off. McKenzie quote or Matty Coulter couldn't come up with it. Madison Coulter and Twistle with it, being guarded by Churchill. And Alarthy. This is now takes it down to the corner, has it deflected. Schmiederer has it now. That is pass catch. He'll take it to the left side, pulls it back out. The lob goes inside and had a couple players there. I think that maybe was intended, and that's going to be on Schmiederer. That'll be her first foul, but I do think that that pass was fully intended for Schmiederer. Artheloni was... Well, you have two players down at the low post, Artheloni and Schmiederer, on that right-hand side of the baseline. Churchill gives it off to Clemens. Back to Churchill. High post, Coulter down to Lascelles, and gets the roll in. Sellis now with four, and the lead is 12 again. It's 16-4. 5:10 remaining here in this opening quarter of play. Right side, that is Dom Entwistle. Artheloni back to Entwistle. Right side to Dom. She looks to drive, and it is tipped away. That's Lascelles with the steal. Ahead it goes to Churchill off the deflection to Clemens underneath, but there, Johnny on the spot was Dom to intercept it. Right idea, just a little slow in developing it. Or it happening. Getting the pass there, and that Churchill grabs the rebound, and she'll head down into the front court quickly. Lascelles, top of the key from just inside the arc, bounces high, won't go, and the rebound is to Dom. Artheloni gets it into the front court. Entwistle brings it to Dom. Artheloni to Entwistle. She'll fire the three. Won't go. Clemens with the rebound. And Coulter ahead to Churchill. Churchill to Clemens. Underneath to Lascelles to Markley. Her shot wouldn't go. And it's Artheloni that grabs the rebound for Illini Central. Right side, Dom. Skip pass to Entwistle. She'll stop. That is deflected out of bounds. Or the shot is blocked, however you want to call that. 3:41 remaining as checking in. Alexa Robertson for South Fulton. Also another player, and I didn't catch who that was. That is kicked back out. Entwistle. I think it was McCormick that came back in. Underneath the Entwistle has her shot blocked by Coulter. McCormick comes up with a loose ball. Coulter skip pass to Robertson. Now it's out top. Underneath Clemens to Lascelles for two. She has six on the night, and the lead is 14 at 18-4. We approach the three-minute mark. Entwistle to Dom. Well, they try the skip pass. McCormick comes up with the steal. Robertson, she'll get it into the front court. To Lascelles, spins off the glass. Count the basket. She's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line to get a free throw. Trying for the old-fashioned three-point play. Did not see who that foul was on. We'll try to catch that at some point, but maybe get it during the break. Lascelles getting a free throw. Chance to add to this lead. 20-4, and the free throw is good. And that makes it 21-4. Dungeon. Puts it off the Entwistle. Back to Dungeon. Skip pass to Schmiederer. She fires a three. Good. She now has seven, and it's 21-7. She has all of the points for IC, and then they try to lob it into Lascelles, but Schmiederer there with a steal. Artheloni with Dungeon, skip pass to Entwistle to Schmiederer. Pass catch, the baseline, couldn't get it to go, and the rebound is to Coulter. She takes it, and she is going to take it in coast-to-coast, throws it up, and that's going to be a block. So Coulter will go to the free throw line to get two. Kenzie Coulter going there. And I believe that was on Dungeon. That'll be her first. I believe that's the team's fourth. That misses. So Coulter getting the second free throw, trying to add to the lead already up by 14, 21-7. Second free throw is on the way by Coulter, bounces off the front of the rim, and Arzalone grabs the rebound for the Lady Cougars. Quickly to Dungeon. Arzalone picks up her dribble back to Dungeon. Right pass, I believe that was Entwistle, to Schmiederer, to Arzalone from the corner. Does not go, gets her own rebound, and then a reach-in. That'll be a common foul. I think that's on Coulter. I think they called it on Robertson. Entwistle over under 2 minutes. 1:45 remaining here in this second quarter of play. Arzalone fires the three. Got it. And it's an 11-point game, 21-10. McCormick. And a travel is called. Slid the pivot foot. So with 1.5 minutes remaining, it's 21-10. South Fulton leading this, but at one time they led it 21-4. So a 6-0 run. And that's going to be a reach-in. Emily Briney picking up that foul. Common, 1:13 remains. I've never understood when you leave your feet, you're in the front court, catch the pass, land in the back court, that should be over and back. But it very rarely is called on an inbounds pass. And a baseline, that kind of bailed her out because she stepped out of bounds making the move. And Dungeon picking up that foul. Robertson to Lasalis, McCormick from the left side, and that does not go. Lasalis grabs the rebound and then a reach-in. Schmiederer picking up that foul. That, I believe, is her second. That is the sixth foul. Pass catch checking in for Schmieder. Also, Sadie Markley checking in, replacing Coulter. McCormick will trigger it in. Pass goes out to Lasalis. Gets it back from Briney. Markley with the pickup of the loose ball. Briney skips pass to McCormick. The runner in the lane does not go. And it is Entwistle that grabs the rebound. We're at 25 seconds remaining here in this second quarter of play. 21-10, South Fulton, and we've got a reach in on Briney. And she's picked up two quick fouls. Still a common foul with 20.9 seconds remaining. Arzalone takes it to the left wing. Dungeon, 12 seconds, and Entwistle with it. Top of the key, and that is Markley with the steal. Ahead it goes to Robertson. She'll lay it up too strong, and the offensive rebound smartly couldn't get it to drop. And we've completed one half of play here at Beardstown, the 35th Lady Tiger Classic. With the score, South Fulton 21, Illini Central 10. Back, and we'll take a look at the first half and also take a look at scoring after this two-minute break.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holidays. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you in part by Farm King, the family store with more for hunting season. Find bows and cases, tree stands, ammo, guns, blinds, targets, archery accessories, and more for every outdoorsman this season. The largest selection of archery and hunting gears at Farm King in Monmouth, Canton, Galesburg, Macomb, Kewaunee, and Burlington. So if you need to add gun accessories, calls or decoys, knives, traps, or rain gear to your collection, shop Farm King and make them your official hunting headquarters. Farm King, the family store with more for the outdoorsman and hunting season.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back in Beardstown, 21-10 is the score here at halftime as the Lady Rebels leading this over the Illini Central Lady Cougars. South Fulton entering this afternoon, this morning's game at 8-5, and the Lady Cougars of Illini Central stand at 1-10. And South Fulton coached by longtime coach Carl Beebe, and Colby Bunner is now the coach of Illini Central, taking over the Lady Cougar program. Let's take a look at the unofficial scoring for Illini Central. I have just two players hitting the scoring column for the Lady Cougars. I have 3 points from Kendall Artheloni. She had a three-point goal in that second quarter of play. And I have 7 points by Dakota Schmieder. And she at one time had all seven of the points until Artheloni hit that three-point goal to give Illini Central their 10 points. For the South Fulton Lady Rebels, we have unofficially Sadie Markley with 4, Maddie McCormick with 2, Taylor Churchill with 6, and leading the way for the South Fulton Lady Rebels, we have Maggie LaSella with 9 points. As we said, they are 8-5. Should they win, and right now with the 11-point lead, looking as if they will move on to a game that will be played at noon here in the middle school gym against Pleasant Plains, and if that is the case, we will have that game for you, and of course that will be followed by the, this game will be followed by the Illini Bluffs and Macomb girls basketball game. And we are going to take another break here at Beardstown. The score, South Fulton leading this over Illini Central, 21-10. We'll be back with more of our halftime show here from from Beardstown in 2 minutes.
Hi, this is Emily Valencia, 2010 graduate of Spoon River College. I've been teaching high school art and computer graphics for a year now, and when I think about it, Spoon River College was the perfect beginning to my undergraduate experience. My instructors laid a solid foundation for my future as an educator and an artist. It doesn't matter who you are, a new high school graduate or someone looking for a change in career, Spoon River College can be your perfect beginning, too. Register now. Visit src.edu or call 1-800-DEGREES and ask to speak to an advisor.
I'm Kevin Stevenson, Business Development Officer at Mid-America National Bank. We're ready to lend, helping support our communities.
We offer online mortgage applications. I'm Tracy Chipman, Mortgage Loan Officer at Mid-America. You can research various mortgage products, search for personalized rate quotes, and apply for a loan 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life in Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit us at midnatbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical, 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GE Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at SpoonRiverAnimalClinic.com.
And we're back at Beardstown, the 35th annual Lady Tiger Classic, as it is South Fulton with the 11-point lead. They had the shutout at the end of one. It was 12-0. And then finally, after I believe it was memory serves me correct, and I didn't get it written down. I think they did get on the board within the first 30 seconds of the second quarter, and that got it to a 12-2 ball game. But then South Fulton extended their lead out. They at one time led it by 17 at 21-4, but South Fulton, or I should say Illini Central, getting the final 6 points of the quarter, and end up winning pulling back to within 11 at 21-10 here at halftime. South Fulton making their way back out onto the floor, and as we said, we'll have their second game coming up should they win. And right now, as we said, they have the 21-10 lead. If they win, they are a 9 seed. They would play the 8 seed of this tournament, the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals. But before that game would take place, we'll have the Illini Bluffs and Macomb basketball game here in the middle school gym coming up next, and then that would be followed, should South Fulton win, at noon. The Lady Rebels would take on Pleasant Plains. And as we said, we will have the Illini Bluffs Macomb game coming up next here on CB Country 107.9, and we're looking forward to that game as well. We are here in Beardstown for the 35th annual Lady Tiger Classic. I'm Mark Bixler, CB Country 107.9. Also want to thank Megan Tharp, our board operator, board engineer, back in the studio, the CD Country 107.9 studio. And both teams are out on the floor now and getting ready for this second half of play. 21-10 is the score. South Fulton leading this over the Illini Central Lady Cougars. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to Beardstown after this 60-second timeout.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland Eye and Prairie Land Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
When you buy a vehicle, you want it all, right? Great deals and excellent service. Then go to Art Hosler Auto Plaza in Canton today. Hosler's offers the largest selection of new and pre-owned vehicles in the area. The professional and friendly sales and service staff will make sure you get it all when you purchase your vehicle at Hosler's. Customer satisfaction is number one, and they won't be undersold. Don't settle for less. Get it all. Visit Art Hosler Auto Plaza, 2000 North Main in Canton today.
Back in Beardstown, Illini Central with possession to start this second half of play, and I nearly have a turnover, and Marcellus is going to be called for a foul. His pass catch driving down the left side of the lane is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to get the two free throws. Marcellus picking up her first foul and the first team foul of the half, and pass catch gets the free throw. And it pulls them to within 10 at 21-11. Second free throw is on the way, and it's rolling around and drops through. So the first couple of points scored by Illini Central here in this second half of play. And that is a steal. I believe that was Entwistle that came up with that steal. Headed the other way. Artheloni to Schmiederer, Coulter with the foul, and Schmiederer will go to the free throw line to get the two free throws. Mackenzie Coulter picking up her first foul, the team's second. Schmiederer's first free throw is on the way, and it rolls off. Gets the second. It's on the way, and it rolls off, does not go as well. And the rebound is to Lascelles. McCormick gets it into the front court for South Fulton. Churchill, top of the key. Lascelles back to Churchill. She'll fire the three, does not go. And the rebound is to pass catch. Artheloni. She'll pull up just inside the arch, does not go. The rebound is to Churchill. Marcellus. And that's going to be a push, and that could be one of about three players. And Schmiederer picks up that foul. And the free throw by Coulter is good. Schmiederer picking up that foul, by the way. That is her third. McCormick's first free throw was good. And the second is good as well. So we're back to a double-digit lead, 23-12. South Fulton with the lead, Artheloni. And that is tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars. Tipped out of bounds by Clemens. Dom will trigger it in for IC, Illini Central. Dungeon picks up her dribble, gets the ball to Artheloni. And Dungeon to, I believe that's Entwistle. And the hold, a reach in against Churchill. That'll be her first, the team's third. Dungeon picks up the dribble. That is deflected, and it's out of bounds. That should be South Fulton basketball, and is. Thank Crawford will trigger it in, and she gets the ball to Churchill. Cormick, Clemens, low post to Lascelles, backing her way in, gets the basket. Her first points of the second half, and it's back to a 13-point lead at 25-12. That's going to be a bump. Clemens, her second, team's fourth. 25-12, South Fulton by 13, 5:46 remains here in this third quarter of play. Arthelone guarded by Clemens. Dungeon picks up her dribble and a near steal by Churchill, but Entwistle, Arthelone, they look low post, but Reeder taking a seat. She's not on the floor with her three fouls. And that's going to be a block. Dungeon will go to the free throw line. And that foul against Clemens, that is her third, team's fifth. Dungeon's first free throw does not go. It's the second. Coming up after this game, it'll be IB, Illini Bluffs against Macomb. A lot of orange and black. That's in and out. Coulter grabs the rebound. Churchill with it now. She pushes it into the front court. Stops just as she crosses the line. Coulter back to Churchill. Low post Lascelles, and that is deflected. Dungeon comes up with the loose ball. Bartholone now with it. Dungeon, top of the key. A little give down to Entwistle. Back to Arthelone. Fires. Does not go. Dom will get two free throws. Did not see who that foul was on. I think it might have been Lascelles. Dom's first free throw, getting the two. The first is on the way, and it rims off the front of the rim. She'll get the second. It's on the way, and it does not go. The long rebound is chased down by Mark Lake. Churchill pushes it into the front court to McCormick. McCormick back to Churchill. Down to Markley in the corner, right side to Churchill. She looks to drive, throws up the runner and gets it. She has eight on the night, the morning, I should say. And it's a 27-15 lead. Out front, Dungeon has the ball. She looks to drive, kicks it over to Arthelone. She'll fire the three, and it rims out. Lascelles grabs the rebound as McCormick pushes it ahead to Markley. Markley looks to drive, lays it off the glass for two. Matches the biggest lead, 29-12. A 17-point lead. Pass catched, Arthelone. Skip pass underneath. Arthelone, she sets, fires a three, does not go. Battling for it is Lascelles. Ahead it goes to Coulter. Coulter ahead to Markley. Back to Churchill. And that's McCormick. Lascelles underneath, and that is going to be on the floor. The foul going against Dungeon. That'll be her third, team's third. It'll be a common foul. 3:27 remains. From the corner does not go, and I'm going to have to check the roster in the program. I just saw a number, a number 10, and there is no number 10. So we're going to have to get that checked. And that's going to be a timeout. 3:21 remaining. 29-12, South Fulton leading this over Illini Central back to Beardstown in 60 seconds.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student-athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
At Davis Buick GMC, we are devoted to delivering outstanding customer service while helping you find that new or used Buick or GMC vehicle. Whether you are looking to purchase or lease, we invite you to come in and let our sales assist you and your family in finding the right Buick Enclave or LaCrosse. Or how about a GMC Sierra or Acadia? They are all here. We also offer full parts or service department that is second to none. Davis Buick GMC, 2051 North Main, Canton, 647-1212, where the customer is our business.
Back in Beardstown as McCormick will go to the free throw line on the inbounds pass. She is fouled and she'll go to get two free throws. It's pass catch, I believe, picking up that foul. So McCormick will get two free throws. And it rims off. She has 2 points here on the morning. Chance to give them their biggest lead of the afternoon, the morning, I should say. Right now they lead it by 17 and miss the second. That is tipped out of bounds, and it's off of the Lady Cougars. It'll be South Fulton basketball. McCormick triggering it in. Salas, out top it goes. That is Coulter. They try to go inside. It's deflected, loose. Lascelles comes up with it underneath. And that is Markley with two more. And the lead is 19, 31, 12. Skip pass goes to Artholoni. They try to go inside, but not there. Ben Twistle out near the center circle. Artholoni looking inside. Nothing there. And Twistle with it on the right wing back to Artholoni. On a standing by the IC squad right now. And that does not go, and it is pass catch with the rebound. Artholoni, three-point goal won't go. McCormick grabs the rebound and heads the other way quickly. With it is Illini Central. And it will be South Fulton basketball off of the turnover. South Fulton with possession. A minute 50 remaining. Churchill back into the ballgame and has it, as that is Madison Coulter back to Churchill. Madison Coulter try to go low post, and Artholoni is going to be called for the hold. A minute 41 remains, 31-12. And that is good. I believe that was Churchill. I think they put it up for the wrong team. That was a three. I believe it was Churchill. It should be 34-12. And that is going to put Artholoni at the free throw line. getting the two free throws. The first is on the way, and it rims off. And it will be IC basketball. So that was supposed to be a 1-1, and the official thought that he called, the other official called two shots. And so with it being a 1-1, and it the jump ball, that is correct. That's an officiating mistake, and that is a correctable error, and that would be a jump ball at that point. That is good. Entwistle with a three-pointer. And it's 34-15. With it in the corner, South Fulton. They go low post and the reach in. It's going to be on Artheloni. And it's still the 19-point lead with just over 35 seconds remaining. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with South Fulton. 35.1 seconds remaining. Third quarter winding down, Churchill. And it is loose on the floor. The turnover giving it to the Lady Cougars, and we're under 20 seconds. Inside, Dom with that two-point goal. Her first points of the morning, and it's back down to a 17-point lead, 34-17. And that is going to be a push against Dom. And it's still a common foul. And that will end the third quarter. It's a 17-point lead for South Fulton, 34-17, as we head to the final 8 minutes of play, back to Beardstown in 60 seconds.
What's smart? That's smart. Introducing That's Smart, a new brand that allows you to save money. From household items to pantry staples, you'll find a wide range of products throughout the store. It's the smart way to save. That's smart.
Be smart. Visit your Canton Hy-Vee today for the new That's Smart groceries. The smart way to save. Only available at your Canton Hy-Vee, 825 North Main Street.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock In Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Back in Beardstown, the final quarter of play just about ready to get underway. 34-17 it is. South Fulton with the 17-point lead. They will earn the right to move on to play the eighth seed of this tournament, Pleasant Plains, as Churchill fires, cannot get it to go. And the rebound is to Artheloni. For the Lady Cougars, it's Entwistle, Artheloni, Schmiederer, Dom, and also Grace Ratliff in the ball game, and that is underneath to Schmiederer for two. First points since halftime, and it's a 15-point lead at 34-19. Churchill to Robertson. And Schmiederer comes up with a steal. She picks Mackenzie Coulter's pocket, and Twistle gets it into the front court for the Lady Cougars. Entwistle Ratliff fires from the wing, does not go. And I believe the foul is going to be called on Coulter. Her second. And Dom will go to the free throw line to get the 1-1. Free throw is on the way. Does not go. And the rebound is 2. And that's another one that I don't have. Number 22. We have a couple of players with different numbers. It's not in the program. Emma Curry has number 22. We'll get her added. .34-19, still a 15-point lead for South Fulton with 6.5 minutes remaining. That two-point goal doesn't go as Robertson grabs the rebound. Churchill pushes it into the front court. Churchill, right side on the wing, skips it over to Robertson. Well, they try to get it inside. It's deflected. Robertson chases it down. Curry to Churchill. Churchill in the corner. That's Coulter. They get it inside, and Curry with the two-point goal. And it's 36-19. Schmiederer, Artheloni, Dom with it to Schmiederer. Off the glass, and Coulter is guilty of that foul. I always watch to see what is called. So Emma Curry, just a freshman in the lineup, as Dom missed that. 36-19. Second one is on the way, rims out, and Dom could have got called for a push-off, but no call. She pushed off against Locellis, but and that, anytime you gain an advantage, that should be whistled as a foul, but not the case with that one. Robertson with it in the corner. Briney gives it off to McCormick, back to Briney, and it's off of her hands, and Ratliff gets it off to Schmiederer. Now Artheloni with it, back to Ratliff. 5 minutes remaining. Artheloni brings it to the left side. The runner in the lane is good. Her first two-point goal, and it's a 15-point lead again, 36-21. From the corner, Robertson cannot get it to go. Locellis with the offensive rebound, and she is fouled on the way back up. Bologna, I believe that's her third, and Locellis will go to the free throw line to get 2. 36-21, Locellis, her free throw, taking her time. It's on the way, and it's good. She has 12 on the morning, 37-21, 4:28 remaining. Her second free throw is on the way, and it's good as well. 38-21. South Fulton over Illini Central by 17. And the push, it's going to be on McCormick. So McCormick picking up her second foul. And at the free throw line is Artheloni getting two. I believe the double bonus is in effect. The first one rolls it around and spins out. .417 is what remains. Artheloni's second free throw is good. .38-22. Robertson to McCormick, Briney. Gould in the ballgame. That does not go. Battling for it. It's Robertson that comes out with it on the baseline. They get it inside to Lascelles. She fires off the glass for two. And it's back to an 18-point lead at 40-22. McCormick battles her way through that pick. Dom pushes it off to Ratliff. Ratliff, top of the key. That is Entwistle now. Left side wing, Schmiederer. Top of the key, Entwistle brings it left side, drives down the lane, and she'll put it off the glass. Can't get it. Schmiederer with the offensive rebound and put back. It's good. And it's a 16-point lead with 3:15 remaining. 40-24. South Fulton with it. Robertson has that pass. Deflected, and it is intercepted. Artheloni. And that pass is intercepted. Briney comes up with it. She lays it off the glass too strong. And the rebound is to IC. Artheloni being guarded by McCormick. With it, that's Entwistle. And a near steal, it's deflected, but coming up with it, and then out of bounds, it will be South Fulton basketball with 2:32 remaining. Curry triggers it in to Briney. Well, South Fulton with 2:25 remaining. They will be back and take on Pleasant Plains. At noon, we'll have that game for you. It's deflected out of bounds, and it'll be South Fulton basketball. 2:18 now remaining. Lascelles puts it up. Cannot get it to go. Battling for it, and it is Curry that comes up with it. She gets it back. Will not go, and it is Dom with the rebound. Artheloni, as we approach the two-minute mark for IC with possession, into the front court, and Twistle, the Dungeon, Schmiederer, and Twistle with it now on the left side wing. From the free throw line, Dom will not go. Briney grabs the rebound, and Gould gets it into the front court. Underneath Lascelles to Curry for two. And with a minute 32 remaining, a timeout is taken. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. A minute 32 remaining, 42-24, South Fulton over Illini Central, back in 30 seconds.
Basketball is as Chicago as hot dogs with no ketchup. And it's watching each game with the TV sound turned up and the radio turned all the way up.
Side and Wade is feeling it.
This is D-Wade. Listen to every Chicago Bulls game here.
Three. Double bam. Oh, it's breaking threes.
On the WLS Chicago Bulls radio network.
Bam.
The new home of the Chicago Bulls.
Your home for the Chicago Bulls only on AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.
And we're back in Beardstown, a 42-24 lead for the South Fulton Rebels. And as time winding down, as Artheloni throws it up, count it. And she is fouled. As picking up that foul, Robertson, I believe that's her second. Kendall Artheloni with another field goal. And she'll get a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's on the way, and it's good. So she's had a few chances two of six from the free throw line, but she has 9 points on the morning, and it's out of bounds with a minute 12 remaining. It'll be South Fulton basketball. A reminder, we'll take a short break as soon as this game's over, come back, wrap it up, and send it back to the station briefly before coming back as Curry can't get it to go. Between games, we'll take a short break. Maybe play a song and then bring it right back. Song or two. Inside, Schmiederer gets that basket. And we're down under a minute. 50 seconds remaining, 42-29. South Fulton with the lead. From the baseline, good. Anna Clemens with the two-point goal from the left baseline. And it's 44-29. That's a steal. Briney steps in front of Dungeon. She'll lay it off the glass for two. And it's 46-29, 20 seconds remaining. Down to 15 seconds now. IC with the basketball. Dungeon throws up the runner off the glass for two. 3 seconds remaining, and that will do it. And the final score here from Beardstown in the first game of the tournament, 46 for South Fulton, Illini Central 31. We're going to get our scoring together and kind of recap this one, and we'll be back with the postgame show here from South Fulton, Beardstown in 2 minutes.
Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seed House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seed House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seed House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Santa dear, what are you doing?
I'm test flying my new parrot drone from Nerds on Call. I might just load all the toys on this puppy and deliver remotely from home this year.
Yes, dear, all the top tech toys from Nerds on Call make wonderful gifts for the children.
Oh, the children.
Yes, dear, they have special holiday tech gift baskets, too, for everyone.
Even big kids?
Even big kids.
Nerds on Call, a facet company. Find locations at CoolestNerds.com.
During the holidays, hackers, viruses, and network crashes can freeze your business just when your customers need you the most. This year, don't sweat the tech stuff. Call Facet Technologies and relax. Here's Facet President Brian Ford.
Facet will back up your information, keep your system secure, and make sure you're running smoothly through the holiday. It's what we call holiday peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business, even during the holidays. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Back in Beardstown, the final score 46-31. IC falling to South Fulton, and South Fulton improves their record to 9-5 on the year. And Illini Central dropping to 1-11. The South Fulton Lady Rebels will now come back at noon, and they will take on Pleasant Plains, and we'll have that game for you at approximately noon, and we'll recap the scoring, and we'll take a short break, and we'll be back. The tip-off set, not set. Well, they're actually probably going to start it a little early. The next game is Illini Bluffs and Macomb set to tip off at approximately 10:30, but chances are that game may start a little early. I know with as many games as they have here, they try to get things flowing and get things moving and just in case, because you know at some point you're going to have a game that goes a little long, and you try to stay ahead of schedule as much as you can when you get that opportunity. Let's take a look at the unofficial scoring. Very balanced for Illini Central. We have 2 points from Alexis Passcatch, 2 from Maddie Dom, 3 from Emily Entwistle, 2 from Samantha Dungeon. Also, we had 9 from Kendall Artheloni and a team-high 13 points from Dakota Schmieder. For South Fulton, we had Emily Briney with 2, Mackenzie Coulter with 2, Maddie McCormick with 2, Hannah Clemens with 2, Emma Curry with 4, Sadie Markley with 8, we had 11 from Taylor Churchill, and the game high and team high for South Fulton, Maggie Lascelles, we had with 15 points. Again, the final score here from Beardstown, the 35th Lady Annual Lady Tiger Classic, South Fulton taking the first game of this tournament by the final score of 46-31 as they top Illini Central. South Fulton improves to 9-5, IC dropping to 1-11. South Fulton will return. They'll play a tip-off of about noon against the Pleasant Plains Lady Cardinals. We'll have that game for you here later this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break and send it back to the station for a couple of songs, or three, and then we'll be back with the Illini Bluffs and Macomb as the Illini Bluffs Lady Tigers take on the Macomb Lady Bombers. Until then, I'm Mark Bixler. So long, everybody.